Well, a man knocked on the rectory door and asked to speak with the pastor. And the pastor said, "How can I help you?" And the man said, "Well, I'm here on behalf of a very poor widow. And this poor widow is destitute. She cannot pay her rent. And I'm going around to try to help her raise money because the landlord is about to kick her out." And the father said, "Well, oh, that is very nice of you, my child. I'm sure we can help. Who's the landlord?" And the man said, "I am." In today's gospel, we have the story of a poor widow. And this poor widow has no influence with this judge. And Jesus describes this judge as a dishonest judge. And this poor widow obviously has no influence, no money, no friends. But she does have one weapon, and that is perseverance. She keeps bothering this judge again and again and again. And the judge, who it says respects neither God nor any human being, says, "Even though I'm not going to render this decision because of justice, I will do it for fear this little old lady is going to come and beat me up and strike me." In the Greek text, it says she's going to give me a black eye, is what it says in the Greek text. So this judge, notice, it was because of this woman's perseverance. She kept nagging him and bothering him. And so finally, this unjust judge says, "Well, I'm going to give her a just and honest result on what she's been asking for." So Jesus uses this parable and then compares our situation to that to God. And the difference, though, is in this case, you have an unjust judge, whereas God is a loving Father. God is not an unjust or dishonest judge. He is a loving Father. And so Jesus uses the parable and says, "Well, if this judge will answer this woman because of her perseverance, her persistence, how much more so will God, who is a loving Father, answer the prayers of His children who call out to Him day and night?" And so it's a great parable of hope because God is a loving Father. He wants the best for us. And we're called to persevere in prayer. As Jesus says here, "Pray without ceasing and do not become weary in your prayer life." And we have great examples if you look at church history about the importance of persevering in prayer. The most famous example is Saint Monica, who had to pray for 20 years for her son's conversion. Augustine left home when he was a teenager. He was supposed to get baptized, but he didn't. And instead, he ran off. He lived with a woman for about 7 years, had an illegitimate child with her, lived in sin for many years, got involved in bad philosophies and heresies. His mother, Monica, never gave up praying. She prayed for 20 years until his conversion at age 33, when he got baptized and eventually became a priest, a bishop, and a doctor of the church, one of the greatest intellects in the history of the church, along with St. Thomas Aquinas. And one day when Monica was praying for Augustine when he was in his 20s, and she was weeping and praying for his conversion, St. Ambrose told her, "A child of so many tears will not be lost." And so she persevered in her prayer. And she really got a lot more than she bargained for. Her son became a great saint and a great doctor of the church. So St. Monica is a wonderful role model for this passage today of praying without ceasing, of never becoming weary in our prayer life. I think one of the reasons why God wants us to persevere in prayer is that we ourselves are changed as we pray for others. You know what Monica would be if Augustine was converted after 1 week of her prayers? She'd be plain old Monica. It was because she prayed for 20 years that she is now Saint Monica. Do you see how God works? when you pray for others, you yourself become closer to God. So God transforms us when we pray for others. So it was 20 years of prayer that made Monica a saint. So perseverance in prayer. Then there was an amazing story in the last century of a man named Bartolo Longo. Some of you have read about him. He was born in Naples in the year 1841. He went off to the University of Naples, and then he got involved in the occult. And the occult led him to Satanism. And he got involved in Satanism, became a priest in the Church of Satan. He had rejected his Catholic faith that he was born and raised in. But he had a friend named Vincent who never stopped praying for him. And Vincent prayed every day for the conversion of his friend Bartolo. And Vincent prayed the rosary every single day for the conversion of his dear friend, that he would get out of Satanism. And through God's grace and through many prayers, Bartolo broke away from his satanic cult, came back to the practice of his faith, went back to confession, and began to really live a very saintly and holy life. But he was still despairing that he could ever be saved because he had already, sold his soul to the devil through Satanism. So the Blessed Mother actually appeared to Bartolo Longo and said, "You will be saved if you promote the Holy Rosary and propagate the Holy Rosary." And so Bartolo decided to build a church in honor of Our Lady of the Rosary. And if you go to Pompeii, Italy today, you can see the magnificent shrine of Our Lady of the Rosary. It's the national shrine of all of Italy to Our Blessed Mother of the Rosary. Bartolo lived to be 80 years old. He died in 1926, and he was beatified by Pope John Paul II in 1980. As far as I know, the only former Satanist who is now beatified and on his way to becoming a canonized saint in the church. And that's because of the persevering prayer of his friend Vincent, the power of the rosary. And I hope all of you say the rosary every day for your children, your grandchildren, and your loved ones. Father Gobi, a very holy priest, once said that he believed that if one member of the family prayed the rosary every day for the salvation of everybody in that family, then the Lord and our Blessed Mother would hear that prayer. And every member of that family would one day be saved because one of those members of that family was faithfully praying the rosary every single day. So if the rosary can help break somebody out of a satanic cult and eventually lead them to a conversion and to becoming a canonized saint in the church, then there's hope for everyone. The power of the rosary. Then the last story that comes to mind when you think of persevering prayer is the conversion story of Father Carapi. We have it on CD in the back of church. Take a copy on your way home. Father Carapi's amazing conversion story, very similar to St. Augustine. He was a teenager. He stopped going to church. He joined the military. And after his time in the military, he went to Las Vegas and worked in the casinos, made lots of money as an auditor. Then he went off to Hollywood, off to Los Angeles, and made millions of dollars in the real estate market. And then he began to party with all of the Hollywood stars and actors and actresses. And he then got addicted to cocaine. And he became a drug addict. And he lost his million-dollar homes, his million-dollar yacht. And he lost everything. He wound up a homeless man on the street. Eventually wound up in the hospital for a year, suffering with severe depression, suicidal. And he, thanks be to God, he had a mother. His mother's name was Veronica. And all those 20 years, she never stopped praying for him as well. And he, through God's grace and the prayers of his saintly mother, Veronica, came back to the practice of his faith. He went to confession for the first time in 20 years. And then with God's grace, he entered the seminary. And 8 years later was ordained a priest by Pope John Paul II. And he's been a priest now for 20 years, has a doctorate in theology, is on EWTN. That is a wonderful story of perseverance in prayer. His mother Veronica never gave up praying for him. And he brought his help to bring about his conversion and his ordination to the priesthood. So what a wonderful thing it is for us to think about the power of prayer, of intercessory prayer, of persevering in prayer. When we pray, we're like Moses in that first reading, who has his arms raised in prayer. And when Moses kept his arms raised in prayer, it said the battle went well for Israel. Well, the battle will go well if you pray. It'll go well for your marriage if you pray. It'll go well for your family, for your kids, for your grandkids, for our country. If we pray, things will go well in the spiritual battle. If we don't pray, the battle will go poorly. And we've seen that in the breakup of marriages and families and our society with abortion and all the other evils of society, terrorism. These things are because we have not been men and women of prayer. So I would encourage us all to really re-fortify and strengthen ourselves in our prayer life. When we pray, the battle will go well for ourselves, our families, and our country. God bless you.